Ray Kugel reporting. A new U.S. call on Turkey in the battle against Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. He says while Turkey's agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants, it is only part of what's necessary.
I don't think they're dragging their feet. I think that their leadership has indicated that this needs to be done. It's overdue because it's a year into the campaign, but they're indicating some considerable effort now, including some allowing us to use their airfield.
Secretary Carter says President Barack Obama is part of the active discussions with Turkey to get more involved. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned Thursday, calling for a snap election on September 20th. It comes just 7 months after taking office. The resignation came in the face of a revolt among lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party, anger that he had failed to live up to his political campaign promises to end the austerity measures international creditors had forced Athens to accept in exchange for more bailout money. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who say he is breaking term limits in the Constitution. The U.S. State Department said the inauguration shows the crisis in Burundi is not over and that Mr. Nkurunziza may have trouble governing because of increasing violence and a declining economy. He took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. This is VOA News. The United States is expressing concern about North Korea's artillery fire towards South Korea, which retaliated by firing its